We are visiting today with one of the upcoming country acts in the country, already having a song in the top 10 on Billboard. We're talking about Parmalee and their hit Carolina, and I'm visiting with Matt Thomas, one of the members of Parmalee. And for those that don't realize, the group is actually made up of mostly relatives and then a close friend of theirs since they were kids. And Matt Thomas, Matt, glad you could take some time and talk with us today.
Glad to be here, man. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. Now, let's take a little bit of a retro back. I mean, you are not new to the music business, because I did a little research on you guys. You actually started performing with your dad way back in the day.
Yeah, we started as a family band. Me and my brother, Scott, and Barry, actually, too, got in on it. And we're actually able to play in a band with my dad growing up as we were teenagers. And actually took that into college, and that's where we met Josh. Took him out to a little barn in Parmalee, North Carolina, where we had a little rehearsal spot, and that's how this whole thing got started.
And, you know, it's just kind of, for people that say, well, gosh, they're a relatively new band. Well, you are, as far as, like, getting hits, but, I mean, it takes a lot of time when you're performing, you're trying to get your sound, you're trying to get everything to work together and to gel. And really, it started to happen in 2006, and I want you to tell us a little bit about your meeting with an unlikely musician of sorts out in California by the name of Nikki Six.
Yeah, we were out in California and working in the studio, and we really had the studio to ourselves. We didn't have a producer that was trying to steer us in any direction, and we actually got to write with Nikki a couple songs, and he was working with us, and we met actually with his manager, the manager was like, you guys just need to be in Nashville, you know, what you're doing now, this just needs to be in Nashville. And we actually had another manager come out there, and he said the exact same thing. So we were, you know, out there just kind of doing our thing, and had some pretty big dudes tell us that you guys just need to be in Nashville. So, you know, we started working our way to getting out here to Nashville, and here we are.
And I'll tell you what a great bunch of guys. I've been looking on your Facebook status and stuff. People just absolutely love you. You're just starting out. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the musical, maybe some of the favorite musicians that you had when you were growing up.
Oh, man. Well, Josh and I are guitar players, so we love that stuff. I would say my dad is our biggest influence. He was kind of, if you imagine a singer that was a mixture between Greg Allman, Travis Tritt, and Bob Seger, that was my dad. So any of the music like that was what we were exposed to as kids. Allman Brothers and Travis Tritt, and, you know, all that good stuff, soul and blues. But me and Josh grew up also a guitar player, so Stevie Ray Vaughan was one of our heroes. You know, we love pop and rock, country, a little bit of everything going on. And Josh actually grew up, his dad played as well. He was a bluegrass musician who would do Beatles covers, bluegrass style. So you have that mix of a lot of the classic stuff that we were exposed to as kids that really kind of shaped us. And I think that's where our soul is. You know?
Now, for the folks that haven't seen this, they've got to check out the video for Must Have Had a Good Time. I want you to tell us a little bit about that, because that particular video, if you watch that and you hear that song, and then you hear Carolina, you're going, wow, these guys really go from one end of the musical gamut to the other.
Yeah, you know, that video was fun. And, you know, speaking of that, this new record we have coming out in December 10th, it's pretty much everything in between these two songs, Must Have Had a Good Time in Carolina. But getting back to the Must Have Had a Good Time video, yeah, man, the director just he threw a party, and he brought the cameras and just invited a lot of crazy people out, and it just got actually... We got thrown out of that video shoot. The lady that we rented a house from, she kicked us out after the party got going too much, because literally he didn't put a stopping time on it. So it just kept getting crazier and crazier.
It was a good party, you're saying.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
And now, and the other thing I noticed too, Matt, real quickly, I'm looking at some of the writers that you've had working with you on the songs on the new album, and there's some very big, very prominent writers that are working with you.
Yeah, man. You know, when we got to Nashville, signed the deal, we luckily got funneled into the you know, down here Music Row. I mean, there's the best writers in the world, and we were able to get writing appointments with those guys as a band, as individuals, and, you know, there's hundreds of songs we've written, and these were just the top. You know, the top 12 that we felt that were the best ones. So, and then, you know, even if we didn't write them, sometimes songs come down the pipe that you you hear and you're like, man, I really wish I'd written that song. And that's the ones you scoop up, the ones that give you chills and kind of connect with you. And then people can believe you when you're singing it. That's the songs that you snatch up. You know?
And already breaking the top 10 on Billboard with Carolina. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And you know, it's got to be a very good feeling for you, because that song, you know, the first time I heard it, it's like, wow, this is great. You really got what the country sound is all about. The album is going to be Feels Like Carolina, due out December 10th, as you mentioned. And is there any plans now as far as like 2014, looking ahead, any plans as far as any touring goes?
We don't have a particular tour. There's a lot of talks going on, and we have to wait and see the final answer on those. So, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. You know, we're a band. You know, we're going to be on the road no matter what. So the best thing that could ever happen to us is having this record. We've been touring for a year and a half just off two singles. And so we set ourselves up this year for next year, and we're ready to go. Now we'll have a record behind us, and you know, we're going to be out there no matter what. So we're just looking forward to get out there and playing for people and letting people be able to leave with the show, with the actual music in their hand. That's going to be new to us.
All right. And then we've got to ask you too, Matt, what do you like to do when you're not performing? What are your favorite kickback and relax things to do?
Man, you know, I love sitting back on Sunday nights and watching TV, HBO specials, Big Boardwalk Empire fan, you know, all kinds of those. The great TV shows that come on Sunday night, we love it. Because we never get downtime. We like it. I sit back on the couch and chill, eat a pizza, and just not do anything.
That's what I was going to ask you, too. Okay, what are the favorite foods of the band? What do you guys like to chow down on?
I think the hot and spicy Cheez-It for the bus, like, that's a go-to. If I'm ever getting bus stock, I'll grab that. Bush Light, that's our beer. We love Bush Light. We've drank it since we started this band. That's a must-have. You know, we're steak and pizza guys, steak, pizza, hamburger guys, you know, all of us. And so never go wrong with those three.
Absolutely. And of course, we are visiting with Matt Thomas. He is a lead vocalist, by the way, the group Parmalee, named after their hometown of Parmalee, North Carolina. And just, you know, a town of less than 300 people. And growing up in a small town, you know everybody.
Oh, yeah. You know everybody, and everybody knows you. We actually made the wiki page for Parmalee, North Carolina. It's actually spelled P-A-R-M-E-L-E.
Oh, okay.
That was interesting to see that.
All right. Well, Matt, it has been a pleasure visiting with you today. We certainly wish you and the band all the best, and we hope to see you sometime down the road.
Well, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it, and hope to see you guys real soon, too.